Blog Talk Radio.
God, we stand tonight amazed at your power, amazed at your strength, amazed at your glory. So tonight we offer this song to you just to let you know how we really feel about you. Come on, Ashley, help me sing this song tonight.
It's so amazing. Your love for me.
Your love for me.
It's so amazing.
It's so amazing.
Your sacrifice for me. For every blessing.
For every blessing.
Given to me.
Given to me.
For every valley.
For every valley.
You used to strengthen
me.
Send me.
Come on, everybody, lift your hands and say, come on, everybody around the world.
Not for your
grace. Where would I be?
Where would I be?
Oh, come on, lift your hands, everybody. Come on, it's so amazing.
So amazing.
So amazing.
Your love for me.
Your love for me.
So amazing,
so amazing,
your sacrifice for me,
for every blessing,
given to me,
given to me,
for every valley, you used to strengthen me, I don't deserve your tender mercy, not for you.
strength. I stand amazed at your power, so amazing, amazing. I stand amazed at your glory. I stand amazed at your strength. I stand amazed at your power, so amazing, amazing. So
hallelujah, hallelujah. Glory to God. Come on, family, let's give God some praise this morning. Let's open up our mouth and just thank God for what he's doing, what he's done, and what he's about to do in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Come on, family, come on, sing. Come on, let us sing to the Lord. Let us shout joyfully to the rock of our salvation. Let us come before his presence with thanksgiving. Let us shout joyfully to him with psalms. For the Lord is the great God and the great King above all gods. In his hand are the deep places of the earth. The heights of the hills are his also. The sea is his where he made it, and his hands form the dry land. Oh, come, let us worship and bow down. Let us kneel before the Lord, our maker. Amen. For he is our God, and we are the people of his pasture. Amen. And the sheep of his hand. Hallelujah. If today we'll just hear from God and just thank God for what he's doing, what he's done, and what he's about to do in your life, because you trust him for it all. Oh, Lord, we come with all faith, trust, and believing, oh God, as we seek you this day, oh God, we put all our trust in you, oh God. Lord, we come humbling ourselves before you, oh God, that we may be delivered from all that's not of you right now, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And Father God, we just want to say thank you, for you are the head of our life and the lifter of our head, for you are our shepherd and we shall not want, amen, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Lord, we come to be helped on today, oh God. Lord, we come to be changed, oh God. Oh Lord, change us from the inside out, oh God. Lord, do all that you can do, oh God, because we know that you can do all things but fail. And we just want to say thank you, Father.
Thank you,
Holy Spirit of the living God. Move on us mighty right now. Move mighty, deliver us right now, amen, and those in our family from all that's not of you. Oh, Father God, we come giving you our honor, praise, and glory, and all the admiration. We come exalting your name above all names, for there's no one greater than you. Oh, Lord, we thank you for this day, for this is the day that you have made, and we shall rejoice and be glad in it. Lord, we thank you for new mercies and new grace, oh God. We thank you for the lying down and the raising up this morning. We thank you for restoring our soul, amen, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh, Lord, we come praying with a heart of repentance on this morning. We come praying, oh God, with a heart of thanksgiving and a heart of forgiveness. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, my Lord, my God. And we just want to say thank you, oh God, for your word says in 1 John 1:9, oh God, if we confess our sins, that you are faithful and just to forgive us and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. So right now we receive our cleansing in the mighty name of Jesus Christ and forgiveness, oh Lord. We bless your holy name, oh Lord. Open up the channels of our spirit right now, hallelujah, that we can receive from you great and mighty, oh God. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we forgive those who have hurt us, abused us, lied to us, lied on us, hallelujah, abandoned us, amen, rejected us, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, my Lord, my God, for all belongs to you, amen. And we just want to say thank you, Father God. Oh Lord, we bless your holy name. We give it over to you right now, Father God. Help us all on today, oh God. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Lord, we come to worship you as you desire, in spirit and in truth. According to John 4:42, we know that Jesus is indeed the Christ, the Savior of the world. Your spirit witnessed to our spirit the truth that Jesus is the Christ, and we believe in him. Amen. Lord God, according to John 9, you seek those who worship you and do your will. Amen. Lord, out of the love that we have, that you placed in our heart for you, Lord, creating us a clean heart and a broken and contrite heart, a right heart, and repentance in all our ways, in the name of Jesus Christ. Let nothing be done in strife or vain glory, but in loneliness of mind, knowing that with you, Father God, all things are possible. With man, the flesh, they shall fall short of your glory. Lord, we do not come to worship just to be doing something, but we come to you out of the intimate love relationship that we have with you, Lord God. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, according to what David said in Psalm 42:1-2, as the deer pants with the water brooks, so our soul pants with thee, O God. Our soul thirsts for you. the living God. Our soul yearns overwhelmingly desires, yea, even pine for the courts of the Lord our God. Our heart and our flesh cry out for the living God. Lord, let this be our heart's cry. Amen. Let that fire burn everly, increasingly in each of us. Amen. Uphold us with thy free spirit. And let time be magnified. Lord, if there be any wicked way within us, let it be exposed and taken out of the way right now. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Lord, let no murmuring, complaining, backbiting, nor evil be found in us. Let our life be a glory, honor, and praise unto you. Circumcise our heart. Fill us with your spirit, your tender mercy and loving kindness, that we sing praises to you all the days of our life. Oh Lord, creating us a heart of worship, for we rejoice only in you. You are our joy, oh Lord, and we thank you. You are our strength. We come against every hindering spirit on the line right now. Every spirit of manipulation, hallelujah, procrastination, limitation, stagnation, frustration. We come against every spirit of desire. We come against every spirit of addiction. We come against every spirit of fear, worry, pride, oppression, depression. Every spirit of guilt, shame, and condemnation. We come against every spirit of sickness, disease, ache, pain, discomfort, infirmity, affliction, and viruses. And we command you to cease your work, to die at the root, and come out in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Every spirit of deception, death, the premature death, of lust and perversion, we command you to cease your work, to die at the root, and come out in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. And any spirit operating us outside of the Holy Spirit, we command you to cease your work, to die at the root, and come out in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. My Lord, my God, and we just want to say thank you. We decree the prayer this morning. Amen. We decree the prayer right there in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, because you have released your warring angels, O Lord, to war against any spirits that not stop our prayers from being answered. That our prayers will not be earthbound, but they will ascend into the supernatural. And we just want to say thank you, Lord God, for answering prayers. Thank you, Lord God, that you're doing a new work in this house. Oh Lord, let thy will be done. We bind our will to your will, Heavenly Father. Amen. We bind our mind to the mind of Christ right now. Let the mind of Christ may arise and operate in us right now in the name of Jesus Christ. My Lord, my God, and we just want to say thank you as we enter in with all people, even the people, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, that this could be in this power, that change has come. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ, Lord, we just take root and become Christian us and be engrafted on our hearts and minds. Help us to keep our minds stayed on you. Let your people in trust and see all the days of our life. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ, my Lord, my God, let us receive the right revelation and knowledge and wisdom and understanding of your word, that we can apply to our daily lives and live a life that is upright and peaceful to our sight.
Thank you, Lord.
That we are receiving right now, amen. That is already done, amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, for help us.
In Jesus'
name we pray. As we go forward, amen. To God be the glory. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Come on, let's give God some praise. Open up your mouth and just thank God for what he's already done. Amen. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. How many of y'all know that he did it all over the cross? How many of y'all know that the work was finished? Amen. He didn't leave before the work was done. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ. There's many times that God has kept him, but it was not his time. How many of y'all know that he's already done it? But you just got to trust him. We cannot please God. We don't have to faith. Amen.
Amen.
Glory, hallelujah. Amen. In the name of Jesus, welcome, welcome, welcome. Amen. 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 or call in and open the line up and then have to come another way. But I said, Lord, I know you'll make a way for me to be able to be in position this morning to be able to pray with the family. So I thank God for making a way where it seemed to be no way. It just seemed like I wasn't going to be able to get on, but God made a way. Amen. Welcome, family. Welcome. I have all the lines open up. And if you have any background noise or people coming in, just mute your call because I really don't have that much control over the line to do that without hanging us up. So I'm on a borrowed line here. So I'm hoping today I'll be able to get another phone where I can be able to be in position. Amen. That other phone is out, is off. So, amen. God bless everyone. God bless you. God keep you. We're going to start with A. Bernstein this morning. Want to know how everybody's doing and how you've been. Amen. If you have any testimony, hey, well, I want to testify to the Lord this morning. Amen.
Good morning.
Amen. Good morning, A. Bernstein. God bless you. How you doing and how you been?
Doing good. I'm doing great. I'm doing fine. I have no complaints. I just thank the Lord daily, every day of my life. And thank the Lord for you.
Amen.
Thank the Lord for everybody. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. God bless you. Amen. Love you so much.
I got cut off.
I hear you. I don't hear her anymore.
I think her phone went off.
Yeah.
Wow. Let me tell her right quick. Let me text her.
Okay.
Can y'all hear me? Y'all can hear me?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Text her
quick. Okay.
Cut me in and out.
All right. I don't even know what phone she on. Let me call her.
Hello?
All right. Can y'all hear me?
Yes. Yes.
Can y'all hear me now? Okay. Glory to God. We
yes.
thank God. It's just this line system. I'm getting fixed today to have to get another number. All right. Glory to God. We was at A. Bernstein. I heard A. Bernstein. Amen. A. Classy. God bless you. Welcome. How you doing and how you been? Good morning.
I'm doing fine this morning. Good morning. And I'm glad you're back on the line.
Good morning.
Good morning to my whole family, and I thank God for waking me up this morning, closing my right mind, and I feel great today. I feel good today.
Good
thank
Lord.
You.
Amen.
God bless you. Enjoy your prayers. Keep on keeping on.
Amen. God bless you. We love you. So
Amen.
Good to hear your voice this Saturday morning. We missed you on the
thank
line.
You.
We thank God you're back
yeah.
here in position with us. Amen.
Yeah.
Lord,
he's a good God. Yes, Lord.
Yes, he is.
Lord,
glory to
God.
Yes, he is. Amen. Amen. Cousin Brenda
yeah.
Gellin, thank you, Ruth and May. God bless you. Welcome. How y'all doing and how y'all been?
Thank you. God bless you.
Amen.
I'm feeling blessed myself today. Hello. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Good morning.
To my baby. So,
yes.
All right. Oh, my family.
Amen.
Yes.
Now, I have not a complaint for my day or two.
Nobody complaining. Be grateful.
Oh,
thank
Good morning, family.
Good morning.
Good morning, Monica.
Good morning.
Glory, we're doing good. We've had a good week.
Amen.
Thank God for another glorious day.
Yes, Lord.
Amen.
Amen. Glory to God. God bless you both. We love you. It's so good to hear both on the line this morning. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. Cousin Bonnie and Avery, God bless you both. How you doing and how you been?
Good morning. We're doing good. How you doing?
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning,
dear. Good morning, dear.
It's a nice, wonderful, blessed day this morning. We're sitting here at the table. We were just waiting on the prayer line, and thank God you're back on.
Amen.
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 Amen. Amen. God bless you both. We love you so much. I thank God to be able to be on. Amen.
Yes.
Make it way out of no way. And I thank you all for you for bearing with me this morning, trying to work the system. Amen. God bless you both. We love you.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord. I don't know this number, 808-729-7994.
This is Earlene.
God bless you. Welcome, Mr. Earlene. How you doing and how you been?
Oh, I'm doing good. I'm just so grateful to God for a new gift of a brand new day to enjoy and new mercy.
Yes, Lord.
And to your prayers, you touch that thing. I mean, thank God. Oh, your
yes,
prayers.
Yes, Lord.
So powerful. Thank you. And thank
you, Lord.
Family on the line. All of you. So, love you guys. I thank God for you. Thank God for you.
Amen.
So,
thank you. God bless you. I thank God for you as well.
Okay.
Amen. Amen. Glory to God. Again, you all remember all the lines are open because I have to work the system openly. So if you have any background that you can mute your line so everybody can be heard as we go forth on one accord so we can eliminate any distractions. Amen. God bless you, Sister Elaine. We love you so much. Amen. I don't know this number either, 318-757-1879.
Hallelujah. God is
Hallelujah.
Good.
Amen.
Good morning, everyone, this morning, because truly God is good. And I had a good day this week. Pray for my tomorrow, Monday. Everything going to be all right.
Yes,
Lord. And you, my daughter, keep doing what you're doing, because
yes,
you have life a whole lot. And I just
thank
God for you. Thank God for you. And the
yes,
prayer,
Lord.
Ooh, it just touched me.
Thank you, Lord.
The powerful
prayer. And I put on
thank
God. You just don't know what you do to me.
Thank
God
you, Lord.
Using you to help
yes,
somebody.
Yes,
and thank
yes,
God for
yes.
you.
Thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Amen.
Amen.
God bless you. God keep you. We love you. We thank God for you. I didn't know there's a new number you on. So I was like, who is that? But
my house number. That's
your house,
house
number. Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. God bless you. Good. I knew the voice as soon as you open your mouth. So God bless you. We love you so much. And we already decree and declare traveling grace and mercy that all is well as God that go before you, preparing the way. And we just thank God for the testimony. Amen. Just stand in that place of trusting God and decree and declare over your own life that all is well with you. Amen. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah.
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 Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
In Christ. Amen. Amen. God bless you. We love you so much, Reverend Sharon. We thank God for you. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Sister Doretha, Cousin Doretha, God bless you. Welcome. How you doing and how you been?
I'm blessed this morning. I had a good night's sleep, and God woke me to a brand new sunny day, and it's S-O-N. It's shining in my heart, and I thank the Lord because everything is well in my soul. Amen.
Yes.
Amen. Glory, glory, glory. Amen. God bless you. We thank God for you. It's so good to hear your voice on this Saturday morning, knowing
Amen.
That God has kept you. We love you so much. Hallelujah, hallelujah.
Ooh,
amen. Ain't Eliza Jane, I think this is your number. Ain't Eliza Jane on the line?
Yes, I'm on here, but I'm on my cell phone. I'm not at
okay,
home.
Okay, well, I figured that was 318-525-6621.
That's me. That's my cell phone. I had to,
I fixed it was.
You know,
God bless you. How you doing? How you
I'm doing good. I'm doing good. I'm truly blessed. Sean Denise came and got me yesterday, and I'm down here with them, and Prairie Hill, that's near Baton Rouge. I have some great nieces. They look after me. And I'm just thankful for them. I don't have any daughters, and I'm just blessed. So I'm doing good. I'm doing good. Mm-hmm. I'll be going. They'll be taking me back home tomorrow. So I thank God for them. Amen.
Yes. Amen. Glory to God. God bless you. God keep you. We love you so much. So good to hear your voice, and we thank God for family. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
We thank God for family, that we can come together as a family, touch and agree, amen, and know that God is already moving, he's already answering. So we thank God on today for you. Amen. God bless you. God keep you. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. Cousin Kim, God bless you. Welcome. How you doing and how you been?
Good morning, family. All is well. Thank you, God, for another day, another beautiful day. All is well.
Amen. We thank God for you. Good to hear your voice. Amen. It's a new month, so we thank God for a new month, a new mercy, a new grace. Hallelujah. God bless you guys. Keep your cousin Karen. We love you so much. Amen. Hallelujah. Cousin Sean Denise, God bless you. Welcome. How you doing and how you been?
Good morning, family. I am great. I am thankful. I am blessed. I am so thankful to be on this line. I am thankful to have such a great family. And I'm always praying for you. You might not hear from me, but I'm always praying that God keep blessing you and your family. And I am so thankful for my family, for my mothers and sisters and cousins and aunts and Just blessed.
Amen. Amen. God bless you. We love you so much. It's always good to hear your voice. Amen. Glory to God. God bless you. God keep you in yours. Hallelujah. Amen. My Aunt Sharon is on the line. God bless you, Aunt Sharon. Welcome. How you doing and how you been? Aunt Sharon?
Good morning, everybody.
Good morning.
Good morning, Sharon.
Good morning, everybody. I just want to thank Lord for this day, for me to get closer to him. He made this day.
Amen.
For everybody that's here today, God kept us here to get closer to him.
Amen.
So that's what I'm doing. Yes, yes. I'm trying to get there.
Yes, amen.
To everybody in here, I had a little accident yesterday. I'm kind of barely getting around, but I need prayer on that.
Amen. We are touching the ground with you today in the name of Jesus. So as we go forward and we have our prayer petition, we lift you up and we pray that God will restore you. Amen. Restore you to good health, wholeness, and newness of life in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. As we seek God, we get all that we need. But when we seek things, we get things that are perishable. When we seek God, God is eternal. So, hallelujah. We pray right now as we cover our sister. We cover our loved one with the blood of Jesus. And we decree that the blood of Jesus Christ heals you, delivers you, redeems you, sanctifies you, makes all things new in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Lord, we ask in Jesus' name that you increase her faith, that she can receive the miracle of healing, the miracle of strengthening in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Lord, open up our eyes to see wondrous things from you, oh God. Open up her ears, oh God. Remove every spiritual deafness, oh God, that she can hear your voice. Amen. For your word says that your sheep know your voice and they don't answer to a stranger. So Lord, open up her ears to hear from you in the name of Jesus Christ. We silence the mouth of evil speaker upon your life, that they will speak no evil, hallelujah, up on your life in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. We cancel every assignment of Satan and his agents against your life and the life of your daughter and the life of your grandchildren and great-grandchildren with the blood of Jesus. And we decree and declare by faith that it is so, and it shall be no other way. And Lord, we just want to say thank you, Lord. We bless your holy name. Oh, Lord, we give it all over to you right now, for all belongs to you, Father God. And we thank you for it, Lord. And it's in Jesus' name we pray. For God be the glory. Amen, amen, and amen.
Amen.
One thing Jesus did is before he healed the man, he forgave him of all his sins. He said, your sins are forgiven. Hallelujah. And they began to figure he didn't heal him, but he forgave his sins. He said, well, is it best for me to heal him and not deliver him from his sins?
So we thank
Amen.
God that you are, all your sins are forgiven and healing is taking place in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. God bless you, Aunt Sharon. We love you, and we thank God for you.
Amen.
Everybody. I hope you can hear me well.
Yes.
Can y'all still hear me well? Because I'm operating on a different type of internet line, so sometimes it may go in and out, but I pray God to remove all distractions from the line and interruptions in the name of Jesus. God bless you, Aunt Sharon. We love you so much, and we thank God for you. Amen. Amen. Mama Carolyn, God bless you, Mama. How you doing and how you been?
I'm doing good this morning because I'm still here. Hello to everybody. Too good, blessed morning to everybody on the line. I'm doing good, and how you doing?
I'm doing good. Glory to God. Amen. Amen. I'm on the line. I was telling you, I was like, Lord, when I prayed this morning, Lord, I don't know how I'm going to get on the prayer line. I know what my aunt Eliza Jane said last week, and, you know, my great aunt, how they feel about the line, Father. You called me to it. I know you're going to make a way. I'm just excited about that and hearing your voice, Mama. I love you so much, and I thank God for you. Hear my sharing them on the line. Yes. Amen. I want to, and I thank God. I'm doing good this morning, family, and I just thank God we're preparing for a show tomorrow. So it's a lot of work today, and I just thank God. I do want to lift up my Aunt Bridget and my cousin Theron. I'm just saying, just in my spirit today to really lift them up. Y'all will be praying for them, for the love of God, you know, and for the protection of the Lord on their life and health and strength in the name of Jesus. And so I just want y'all to lift them up in prayer. I hadn't heard from anything, but that's just in my spirit that we will pray for them and God will keep them. Amen. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. And just praying for the life, health, and strength of my husband and family here. And I thank God for everyone. It's just so good to hear everybody's voice on the line today. I just thank God. I'm telling you, I just walk in the place of just of gratefulness because I realize that God didn't have to do it, but he did. And I just thank God for doing it for us, doing it for my family, knowing that God has kept my family and that we didn't get any, phone calls in the wee hours of the morning that we lost a loved one, you know, when it could have been or should have been and would have been, but God, you know. Yeah. And I'm just grateful. I'm grateful. I don't take life for granted. I just thank God for every breath that I take. Amen. Every time I open my eyes and I can even see the color of the grass. Amen. I can see the color of the sky. Just little things. And I believe once you get to a certain age and you just begin to look at life different. Things that used to matter to you, they don't matter as much. You know, you don't get so concerned about the newest car, the newest shoes, or the latest clothes. You're just thankful for being here and the most
Lord,
having think about good health, but as you get older,
Lord,
those things you want to bring. My back is still good, my legs still work, my mind.
Yes,
I know who I am and whose I am.
Yes.
I don't need all that no more. Give me a dress that's clean. I don't need all that. Give me a wig.
Hallelujah.
It's just things that you just thank God. You begin to realize who God is. And this is when you begin to operate in the spirit. When we operate according to the flesh, there's destruction and death. But when we operate according to the spirit of God, hallelujah, there is life and peace. Hallelujah. So you got to
Hallelujah.
You, amen. And there's nothing that you can't overcome. We will overcome us through Christ Jesus. Jesus said, I conquer the world because you are me and I am you. You are conquerors too, so we are more than conquerors. Not just by saying it. Hallelujah. I want you to understand you are exactly that.
Hallelujah.
You have a choice, family.
Hallelujah.
You have a choice how you're going to look at the situation.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
You see,
Hallelujah.
Wishing they can walk to the end of the driveway or walk to the kitchen. Now, there's somebody that's wishing that they can see the children. There's somebody, but God has done it for us. Amen. And he's keeping us. And not ourselves. There's nothing that we have done to keep us. There's no vitamin or herb or supplement that you can take that's going to give you long life. But
God. So if you seek God, people are running after everything that that man has made to try to preserve their life, but I still don't have God. You will not have eternal life. Nothing that man creates that will keep you. Only God can keep you. There's no better thing. Hallelujah. Like God. I just want to say it this morning. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
If you're looking for man to do it, I want you to know eventually that thing will come to nothing. If you're looking at man to do it, eventually that thing will fail. I want you to know, but when you look to God for it, hallelujah, it can't do nothing but get better.
Get better.
Amen. The Bible says all good things coming from the Lord. Hallelujah. And I want you to know, because you're coming from him, you good. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Amen. He didn't make no mistakes when he made you. Yeah, we may make mistakes, but God didn't make a mistake when he made us. Amen. There was no mistake in making you. I don't care how you came into this world. I don't care what they tried to do. Hallelujah. God made you, and he made you good. Hallelujah.
Yeah. Hallelujah.
All blessings coming from the Lord. It is not for one of us, hallelujah, to perish, but to have life. And eternal life, and that's why he sent Jesus. And if you didn't know for sure, I'm here to tell you today, I'm here to testify the word of the Lord.
Amen.
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 There's a in heaven with our Father.
Ooh.
Amen.
Yes.
Hallelujah. That has come out. God bless you.
Thank the Lord.
God keep your family. Our scripture this morning is going to be coming from the book of Corinthians.
Corinthians.
We got some stuff going on in the background here. I'm not sure what line it is, so I'm going to try to.
You say the scripture coming from where?
First Corinthians.
Okay.
I think it stopped beeping. Okay. I haven't given it. Okay. I'm trying to see what's beeping. Hold on. Okay. Give me one moment, family. I'm trying to.
Okay.
Can y'all still hear the beeping?
No.
No.
No. Okay. Okay. The Bible says in 1 Corinthians, we're coming from 1 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 6 through 8. 1 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 6 through 8. And I'm coming out the New King James Version. The Bible says, your glorifying is not good. Do you know that a little leaven leavens the whole lump? Therefore, purge out the old leaven that you may be a new lump. Hallelujah. Since you truly are unleavened. For indeed Christ, our Passover, was sacrificed for us. Verse 8 says, therefore, let us keep the feast, not with old leaven, nor with the leaven of malice and wickedness, but with the unleavened bread of sincerity and truth.
Mm.
What Apostle Paul is saying, Apostle Paul was writing to those who wanted to ignore this church problem. They didn't realize that allowing public sin to exist in the church affects all its members. Apostle Paul does not expect anyone to be sinless. See, all believers struggle with sin daily. See, instead, he is speaking against those who deliberately sin, feel no guilt, and refuse to repent. See, this kind of sin cannot be tolerated in the church because it affects others. See, we have a responsibility to other believers. See, yeast is, which is leaven, makes bread dough rise, in case you don't know. See, a little bit affects the whole batch. See, blatant sins left uncorrected confuse and divide the congregation. Amen. So you hear a lot of people that saying they have church hurt. We can't allow this to be in the church. See, while believers should encourage prayer for and build up one another, we must also be intolerant of sin that jeopardizes the spiritual health of the church.
Mm-hmm.
When we look in verse 7 and 8, and I'll wrap up here in scripture, as the Hebrews prepared for the exodus from slavery in Egypt, they were commanded to prepare bread without yeast because they didn't have time to wait for it to rise. And because yeast also was a symbol of sin, they were commanded to sweep all of it out of the house. So Christ is our Passover lamb, the perfect sacrifice for our sin. And because he has delivered us from the slavery of sin, we should have nothing to do with the sins of the past, which is old leaven. Mm-hmm. Amen? Hallelujah. Mm-hmm. May God add a blessing to the readers, the hearers, and most of all, the doers of his word.
It is by prayer that we all be the doers of the word of God. Amen, amen, and amen. At this time, we're going to take our prayer petition, and then we're going to wrap up. I'm sorry. I hate to rush off the line because we're preparing to get things ready, and my husband has to take me to grab some stuff before he leaves out. So we're going to start with A. Bernstein, and then I'll pray collectively over everything that we petition. Amen. Hallelujah. A. Bernstein, God bless you. Go ahead.
Lord, you and keep you safe.
Yes, Lord.
For all my nieces and nephews,
mm-hmm.
and all my sisters, and a special mm-hmm. prayer for LeBronzia Lee and Brenda Gale, who takes mm-hmm. special of their mother
mm-hmm.
day and night.
Yes,
and I want the whole world to know what they are doing. I pray
yes.
that the Lord keep them strong and healthy to do their chores. Amen. Thank God.
Amen. Glory to God. God bless you. We touch and agree in the name of Jesus. Amen. Hey, Classy, God bless you. Go ahead.
I just want to say I enjoyed the prayer from you this morning. May God keep you and your family safe. And keep on keeping on till Jesus comes. Thank you.
Amen. Amen. God bless you. God keep you in Classy in Jesus' name.
Thank you so much.
Amen.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. Auntie Ruth and your cousin Brenda Gale.
I am just so grateful for my family. I thank God for them. My niece came down on Friday and spent the night, and it's been a long time since I had three nights at home with my husband, so I'm grateful to her for that, all the love that she shows for her grandmother.
Yeah.
I thank God for Kim and Jane. When they come over, they let me go home early. I thank God. I just thank God for my family, all the calls and support that I get for them. I am just so grateful.
Thank you
my mom that continues to strengthen her and keep her close in her right mind and keep the faith. That's
yes, Lord.
Stay strong and keep the faith. So
yes.
I just praise and thank God for all his goodness and his mercy that he has shown to this entire family. So God forever bless you for all your faithfulness, all your concern and love that you have shown us these past 2 years, made us so much better. And we thank God. Amen.
Yes, Lord. Amen. Amen. God bless you, Cousin Brenda Bill and Auntie Ruth. And maybe we're praying, we're touching and agreeing and trusting God to move mighty, continue blessing and strength upon all that's on the line in the name of Jesus Christ with our mind clothed. Amen. With the blood of Jesus. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name. Amen.
Yes.
Glory to God.
Yes.
Thank you, Lord. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. I think I hear Aunt Ruthie Mae. Go ahead, Aunt Ruthie Mae.
You know, a big crowd.
Say it loud, man, so they can hear you.
And they you know, they coming. What the boys do. They pitch in. And all that. Food.
Bless them little boys, huh, man? Bless them little boys.
Yes, Lord.
Talking about Ann's great grandchildren.
Yes, Lord.
All right. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Amen. God bless you, Auntie Ruth. We love you so much. Hallelujah, Lord. Amen. Aunt Vera and Cousin Bonnie, God bless. Go ahead.
I just want to say I thank my family for thinking about me and praying for me, and
yes,
I thank my children, well, my family, my husband, my daughter, they help me because you can't do it by yourself. It takes a family, and my aunts, my Aunt Class, interior, they all pull in and help me out too. So I thank God for this family, for all of you guys.
Lord.
Thank you for your presence. Thank you.
Thank you.
I appreciate it so much.
Thank you, Lord.
What a God. We do.
Will you say some more for me?
say something, Sam, I'd like to hear what you want to pray for.
Go ahead, Mom.
Y'all pray for me that I go strongly in the Lord.
Yes,
and
Lord.
I'm praying myself to try to keep myself straight and good mind and.
Yeah. Yeah. All right, girl.
Yes, Lord.
All right.
Enjoy the Lord. He has said, amen.
I want to be in that number.
Amen.
Oh, yeah.
When the saints go marching in. Hallelujah.
Just stay under the blood, dear. Just stay under the blood till Jesus comes.
Yes,
Lord. I'm sorry.
Yes.
I'm sorry.
Thank you.
Amen.
Amen.
Oh, yes.
Amen. We set to pray with all faith in the name of Jesus. Amen. God bless you both. God keep you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Sister Earlene, Cousin Earlene, God bless you. Go ahead.
Yeah, praying for your strength to continue and God, and your family. And
yes,
our
Lord.
World is in trouble, the people in the world. Praying for Jesus. More love in the world. That's what the world needs. So our family
that's
should
right.
grow in love for each other. And
those,
always I pray for our family. Always.
Yes,
thank
Lord. Amen. We touch and agree with you right now by faith in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Yeah. Amen.
Yes,
Sister Cheryl, God bless you. Go ahead. Sister Sharon. Mama Sharon.
Sharon Beck.
Oh, Sharon Gordon. Okay. Okay. Maybe can you hear me, Sister Sharon? Sister Sharon Gordon? Okay, maybe something happened with a line. All right, we'll move
static.
Right along. Huh?
A lot of static was in that.
Oh, okay, okay. Sister Doretha, God bless you. Go ahead.
I just want to say thank the Lord for everything and bless everyone on the line. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
Yes, Lord. Amen. We touch and agree in the name of Jesus. Amen. Ain't a lot of change. God bless you. Go ahead.
I just want to say bless you and bless you for what you are doing. And we have a lovely family here.
Yes, Lord.
And I just want to say I have got what I'm trying to say is that I was taught to treat people the way that you want to be treated.
Mm-hmm.
And if you do that, you will go a long ways in this world.
Yes.
And I think my family, I haven't always been around my family, but those that I have been around, I find that we love each other. And
yes.
I thank God for all my nieces and stuff and the way that they treat me. And it shows love. They don't always say, I love you, Aunt Jane. But they show me that they love me. And if you show love, you can go a long ways in this world.
Yes.
You don't have to worry about what people say about you or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Treat them the way that you want to be treated.
My
and
Lord.
You would be treated that way.
Yes,
Amen.
God bless you.
Amen.
I with the love of Christ.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Surrender and love in the name of Jesus. That is my prayer that the world will operate with the love of Christ. Amen. And we thank God for you in the life. And we love you so much. Amen. Hallelujah. Cousin Kim, God bless you. Go ahead. Cousin Kim.
I'm here. I just want to thank God for my family once again. Oh. Thank God for traveling grace whenever I'm traveling to and from Louisiana and and daily as I travel to and from work on these busy and dangerous streets. God for keeping us.
Thank you, Lord.
And I say this, God bless bless my family, and we continue to pray for other families that are dealing with tragic situations.
Yes, Lord. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. We touch and agree right now in the name of Jesus, and we decree and declare this show in Jesus Christ's holy name. To God be the glory. Amen. Cousin Sean Denise, God bless you. Go ahead.
I'm just thankful this morning for my family. I just want to say this here. I am a living testimony. Dead and gone, but Lord, let me live on.
Hallelujah.
I am a living testimony. And I thank the Lord, I'm still alive.
All right, amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Oh, yes,
Lord.
He's a good God.
God keep your cousin Sean Denise. We thank God for you. Hallelujah.
Oh, yes,
Lord. Hallelujah. Blessings come out. Amen.
Oh,
amen.
Yes, Lord.
Hey, Sharon. God bless you. Go ahead. Hey, Sharon. Sharon Mackey. Okay, I don't know if something happened to a line.
Hello?
Uh-huh. Go ahead and share.
Can you hear me?
Yes, ma'am.
I just want to say I thank the Lord for you, and I just wanted to let you know when you was first born, I knew you was a shining star. I just didn't know what purpose the Lord had for you. But now I know. Yes, hallelujah, hallelujah. I love all of y'all. Vision of this picture coming in my mind when you was sitting up there playing with that, it was a plant that mama had. And you had on this little yellow suit. I think you was probably about 1 or 2 years old.
Mm-hmm.
And at that point, I knew you was a little shining star, but I just didn't know what purpose you had.
All right.
Hallelujah. Thank you,
Jesus.
Hallelujah.
And it's so.
Yes.
It's something that you said that I'm sharing because, can y'all hear me?
Yeah.
Because when I was a little girl, I knew I had a calling on my life from a little girl. And
all right.
I just said, and I always feel like God loved me so much. He loved me so much. I would go from, those who don't know much about when I was a little girl, I used to go from church to church and join churches and
all
put
right.
myself
all
in the choir. And I remember I told the pastor, I was about 10, I said, I have a song I want to sing. And he told me, go ahead and sing. And I sung and sung, and the Holy Spirit came over me. I always knew God had a call in my life. I just didn't know when it was going and when I was going to minister. But if you know me closely, you would know I always said, I'm going to minister. God is going to use me. I just didn't know when and how, but he was always been using me to minister, to prepare me for this platform. And I thank God. So to hear my Aunt Sharon say that, I just thank God because when I was a little girl, I knew that God loved me and God was going to use me mighty. And I just thank God.
Lord.
So I'm a believer. Amen. Hallelujah.
Right.
God bless you, A. Sharon. I love you so much, and I thank God for you. Amen. Amen.
I love everybody.
Yeah.
All right.
Amen. Mama,
Carolyn.
God bless you, Mama. Go ahead. She probably got to get a phone.
All right, here I go. I had to mute it. My prayers continue for healing. Does the Lord heal these lungs, restore? That's my prayer. Restore my breathing. People don't realize what it's like when you can't breathe. It's not a good feeling when you can't walk a long way. So I pray the Lord for the continuous healing.
Yes, Lord.
If it's His will.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus, as I'll be praying collectively, you are a member of all we pray for here with everybody, petition and prayer. Amen. God bless you, Mama. We love you so much.
Amen. God bless you too.
Amen. And I believe that's hallelujah. Sister Sharon Gordon, God bless you. I think she came back on. Can you hear me, Sister Sharon? Amen.
Yes.
God bless you. Go ahead.
God bless the family.
Yes, Lord.
Enjoy your first remark, because when you know who you are in Christ, you don't have nothing to worry about. And
I pray
for the family. I pray for my family daily. I pray for the Moles family. I mostly pray that the Lord will use me, that he has me to do. I made another step in ministry, and I thank God for it, because I know it wasn't nobody but Jesus told me to go.
Yes, Lord.
And I thank God for it. Hallelujah. And I
thank
just
you,
pray
Lord.
For my sister, and most of all, pray for Miss Mo family. Miss Mo is
Lord.
Here. She's still breathing.
Thank
God
you,
I'm
Lord.
Able to take care. And thank God I'm her sinner. Thank God for everybody. And most of all, I want to be more and more like Jesus.
Yes,
all right. And everywhere I go, I want my dear light to shine. That God is in my life. Amen. Thank you.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Lord. We touch and agree right now in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Lord, we bless your holy name. My niece was on, but I think she, I don't know if her line got bumped off or not, but Twan called in. We just want to lift her up and her family, praying the peace of God and protection of the life of her and her family and the blessings of the Lord our God upon her life in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Hallelujah. My prayer today, my prayer petition as we go forth, I pray and lift up my husband, Pastor Dorsey Manning, that God will continue to bless long life and strength, that God will open up doors, amen, that no man can close, and close doors that no man can open. And I decree and declare victory over his life, amen. I decree and declare the greatness of the Lord in him and over him in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And I pray for restoration, that God will restore all that the enemy has taken away. Hallelujah. I pray for double blessing, multiplied blessings be upon his life. Hallelujah. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And I lift up my mother Kara. I pray for deliverance for her life, that God will deliver her from all that's not of him. I pray that she will come nigh close to God as he draw her near to him this day in the name of Jesus Christ, that she will receive her breakthrough and her healing. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Restoring her breathing, restoring her every organ, every cell, every ligament, every muscle, every bone in her body in the name of Jesus Christ. I call, restoring her to Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus Christ. And I pray and lift up my Aunt Bridget and my cousin Theron this day. I pray their protection. I pray their strength and health in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And I dip my full family, whole family, new family in the blood of Jesus. And I decree and declare the blood of Jesus Christ covers us. And anything that, hallelujah, has attached itself to us, in us, or on us, has been destroyed with the blood of Jesus. Hallelujah. That is my prayer, and that God will continue to use me and give me the desires of my heart, which is to serve God, to do God's will, not my own will, but God's will, that God's will be done. Yes. Amen. That I keep my mind stayed on the things of God, putting God first in all that I do. Hallelujah. And it's in Jesus. I pray to God be the glory. As we enter in, family, we're going to pray. I'm just going to plead the blood of Jesus Christ over us as our protection and those in our family and all that we have. And we enter in together with all faith on one accord and all that you petition. Hallelujah. By faith today, that God will move mighty. Hallelujah. And every prayer, request, and petition in the name of Jesus Christ. Father God, we thank you. Lord, we thank you, O God, for this
thank
time that you allowed us to come together as a family, O God. We thank you, O God, for your mercy and your grace, O God, that's renewed daily, O God. We thank you for your daily benefits that you load us with, O God. We thank you, O God, that we can come and receive from you in the mighty name of Jesus Christ and be changed, O God. We thank you, O God, that we have the resurrection power working on the inside of us. Amen. We thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord God,
thank
that you've already given your angels, amen, charge over us, O God. So, Father, let your power
powers around us right now. Let your high-ranking angels locate us right now and stand guard around us and those in our family to protect us wherever there's any attacks or any situation that poses a threat against us, our family, our children. Intervene, oh God, divinely right now, Lord. Hallelujah. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Oh Lord, we look to you, oh God, for you are the lifter of our heads. Hallelujah. And the author of our faith. And we just want to say thank you, oh God, for we are ambassadors of Christ Jesus. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ, go ye therefore, God, to deliver your word up. Oh Lord, help us to speak with the boldness and the confidence and the power of the Holy Ghost up. Oh Lord, help us to do your will, oh God. Oh Lord, strengthen us right now, God, that we will operate, hallelujah, with the spirit of obedience. Amen. For your word says that obedience is better than sacrifice, huh? In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. And we just want to say thank you, oh God. Lord, we pray for spiritual alignment right now. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Lord, open up the channels of our spirit so that we can receive from you great and mighty. Oh Lord, pour into us great and mighty, oh God, to overflow, oh God, fill this temple of yours with as much Shekinah glory as possible. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Lord, we lift up our Aunt Vera right now. Lord, she pray for strength, oh God. Let her receive supernatural strength. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. And she asks to grow strong in you, oh God. Let it be done in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Lord,
yes,
she's
yes,
got our
yes.
home out. Lord, I want to be one of them numbers. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus Christ. My Lord, my God. I thank you, oh God, that your call is worthy, oh God, for such a time as this. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. For your word says in Revelation 12:11, and they overcame him by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony. And they did not love their lives to death. My Lord, my God, we thank your God for the testimony of your children this day. In the name of Jesus Christ, it is you, Father God, who have kept us. Hallelujah. Protected us, healed us, sanctified us, redeemed us. And we just want to say thank you as we testify
thank
your
you,
goodness.
God.
Amen. In the mighty name of
thank
Jesus
you,
Christ, we will not be silent. We will not be denied. We will not take any substitute. Amen. For we are co-heirs to the kingdom of God, and we are the righteousness of God through Christ Jesus that made us righteous. We're overcomers through Christ Jesus. Amen. We're more than conquerors in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Amen. My
oh,
Lord,
yeah.
my God, we thank you that we can decree and cast today that great is you that's in us and he that's in the world. In the name of Jesus Christ, we thank you, Lord God, that you are our strength. Amen. You are the joy of our life. We apply the blood of Jesus, and we thank you for the blood of Jesus right now as we apply the blood of Jesus Christ over us right now and those in our family and those that we love and concerned about. We apply the blood of Jesus Christ over our marriages, over our ministries, over our finances, over our families and loved ones, and all that's connected to us, our businesses, our jobs, and all opportunities. In the name of Jesus Christ,
amen.
We decree and declare no setbacks, no mishaps, hallelujah, no delays, amen, no denials. In the name of Jesus Christ, we decree and declare victory on today, hallelujah. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, we apply the blood of Jesus Christ over our homes, over our properties, over our spiritual life, over our destiny, hallelujah, over
yes.
our calling. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, devil, you have no right to us. We are blood washed and redeemed by the blood of Jesus Christ, and we belong to him. Amen. My Lord, my God, we can't thank you enough, but yet still we thank you. If we had 1,000 tongues apiece, we still couldn't thank you enough. Oh, Lord, restore the love in every relationship. Amen. Between husband and wife, child and mother, hallelujah, father and son. In the name of Jesus Christ, sister and brother, sister and sister, brother and brother, oh God, restore the love to families, Lord, because we know when you restore the love to families, the world is restored of the love that you've given us, oh God, because your word commands us to love you one another in the name of Jesus Christ. For your word tells us if we don't have love, then we're not a part of you, oh God. But we come today with all love that you've given us. Lord, we ask that you increase us in love, to love like Christ, amen, to forgive like Christ, in the name of Jesus Christ. And we just want to say thank you, hallelujah. Lord, help us to not be so judgmental, but to be quick to love and forgive, to lift up our brothers and sisters, to encourage them, amen, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. We apply the blood of Jesus Christ as a barrier around us right now to protect us
yes.
from the enemy. We apply the blood of Jesus, hallelujah, and we decree and declare that no devil can touch us, no devil can touch our family and loved ones, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We decree and declare that we are free from every attack of the devil. We decree and declare that we're free in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We're
yes.
set set free from every attack of the devil. Hallelujah. By the power and the blood of Jesus Christ, we are set free from every witchcraft or sorcery, satanic attack in the name of Jesus Christ. By the power and the blood of Jesus Christ, we are set free from fear. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. By the power and the blood of Jesus, we are set free from all health issues that may arise now or in the future. Amen. By the power and the blood of Jesus, we are set free from all dangers and sicknesses. By the power and the blood of Jesus, we are set free from any limitations of stagnation. By the power and the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, our entire family is set free from all attacks of the devil. Hallelujah. By the power and the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we are set free from all barriers, chains, walls, blockages that are hindering us from making progress. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, by the power and the blood of Jesus, we are set free from signs of depression. By the power and the blood of Jesus Christ, we are set free from every man-made illness. In the name of Jesus Christ, we are set free to be happy again. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, by the power and the blood of Jesus, hallelujah, we are set free from all unproductive and heavy-weighted relationships and connections. In the name of Jesus Christ, by the power and the blood of Jesus Christ, we are totally delivered from all sin. Thank you, Lord God, for the blood of Jesus. Oh, glory to your name, God. We decree and declare, oh God, according to your word. Hallelujah. 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 That we're blessed. Amen. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord God, for your promises is yea and amen. Amen. Hallelujah to your name, God. We thank you, Lord God, that every spirit of lust and perversion is broken and destroyed by the power and the blood of Jesus Christ on us and those in our family. We thank you, Lord God, by the power and the blood of Jesus Christ that you're doing a new great thing in us. Amen. The curse of stagnation is broken. Amen. Hallelujah. Oh God, we just want to say thank you. Father, in the name of Jesus, we ask you for, hallelujah, for your divine deliverance from all things that have happened in our past. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, Lord, help us to forgive ourselves, knowing that you've already forgiven us. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, we pray right now for, hallelujah, for the release of your grace upon us so we can praise you continuously. Amen. Lord, give us the ability to praise and to worship you from our hearts. Lord, even in a time in making tough, let us praise you. Hallelujah. And Lord, we know wherever there is praise, there is victory. Amen. Lord, give us victory even as we praise you right now. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Oh, Lord, let every weight and every weight of sin be lifted up off us right now, God. In the name of Jesus Christ. Oh, Lord, let there be a breakthrough in the heavens right now. That you pour out blessing upon the life of your children that we won't have room enough to receive. That others will be blessed by the overflow. Lord, we thank you for the overflow. In the name of Jesus Christ. Lord, we thank you, oh God, for every breath that we take and every beat of our heart. Oh God, let our hearts beat, oh God, with the rhythm of life in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Lord, we ask in Jesus' name, hallelujah, Lord, that you will speak to the blood, oh God, this day, bringing healing to our bodies. For we know that life of the flesh is in the blood. My Lord, my God, Lord, I ask in Jesus' name, hallelujah, that you will bless us with long life, good health and strength, in the name of Jesus Christ. Lord, let us receive divine revelation and knowledge and wisdom of who you are in your word, oh God. Lord, I ask in Jesus' name, restore prayer and the home. Amen. Oh, Lord, restore Bible study in the home. In the name of Jesus Christ. And Lord, I ask, oh God, for increase right now. For your word says that one watered, one planted, oh God. One plant, one water. But you, Father God, give the increase. Oh, Lord, increase our faith. Increases in love. Increases in patience, oh God. Increases in peace and your protection, oh God. Increases in your word, oh God. Increase your anointing that's on our life. In the name of Jesus Christ. And we just want to say thank you. Oh, Lord, we can't thank you enough. But yet and still we thank you. Lord, we give it all over to you right now, God. Lord, we live this mind, but never your presence, knowing that you are with us, that you'll never leave us nor forsake us. It is you, Father God, that goes before us, preparing the way, making every crooked path straight. And we just want to say thank you, Father God. Lord, we need you more and more and more, Father God. Give us you. Everything else can wait. Lord, we love you. We decree and declare in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We are blessed and we can never be cursed. That all things are working together for the good of our life. And that it's turned around for us, oh God. For you have turned it around for our good. And we thank you that we are blessed and we are going from glory to glory to glory. And wealth and riches are in our home. And we thank you for, Lord, that we are the head and not the tail, on top and not beneath. And we don't owe anyone anything but to love them. For you, Father God, have made us the lender and not the borrower. Amen. That we're sealed with the Holy Spirit of promise. Amen. That we are healed by the stripes of Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, Lord, we bless your name. We plead the blood of Jesus Christ over all that we prayed about on today and all that we petitioned in our faith, over our homes and all that we have. And we decree and declare the blood of Jesus covers us and protects us. And we thank you, Lord Jesus, for your shed blood. And we seal this prayer with the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth that does all things for sale, and the promises of God, and the Holy Spirit of the living God that dwells in us, all that believe. And it's in Jesus' name we pray. To God be the glory. Amen, amen, and amen. Come on, family, let's God some praise right now. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Move on the Holy Spirit of the living God. Move right now, Lord. All belongs to you, Father. We thank you, Lord, for blessing us. Thank you, Jesus. And family, God bless you. God keep you. Thank God again for this opportunity. Amen. I thank my husband for waiting for me, standing in a position to get me to say amen. As we pray, covering us, hallelujah, amen. At this time, I'm gonna call your name. If you have anything you'd like to say as we wrap up here, please do so. If not, just say amen. Ain't Bernstein?
Amen. And I love you.
I love you
amen.
Too. God bless you. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I think Ain't Classy. God bless you. Go ahead.
Amen.
Amen.
I love you too.
God bless you. And see who's next, Avery and Cousin Brenda Gale.
Hi, y'all. How are you?
We love you. We thank God for you. God bless you. God bless your family. God be the glory.
Amen.
Love you. I love you too. God bless you. God keep you both. Amen. Hallelujah. Cousin Bonnie and Avery, God bless you. Go ahead.
We love you. God bless you. And amen.
Amen. Glory, glory. Amen.
Amen.
God bless you. Go ahead.
Amen. And praise God. Thank you so much. Love you.
Amen.
Amen.
Love you. Bless you. God keep you. Amen. Hallelujah. Sister Sharon Gordon. Sister Sharon.
God bless you. Bless your husband. Bless your family. And stay
amen.
Under the blood of Jesus. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Glory. Hallelujah. God bless you. God keep you. Amen. Amen. Sister Narita, God bless you. Go ahead.
Amen. And I love everyone. Praise the Lord.
Amen. Love you too. Praise the Lord. Ain't Eliza Jane, God bless you. Go ahead.
You all have a good week. Amen.
Amen. God bless you too. Amen. Cousin Kim, God bless you. Go ahead.
Amen. And God bless you. And don't anybody worry about anything with prayers like that. We are covered in the blood of Jesus.
Oh, yes,
amen.
Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Amen.
Amen. God bless
you.
We love you so much. Amen. Cousin Shonda, God bless you. Go ahead.
I love you. And amen.
Amen. I love you too. We love you so much. Amen. And Sharon, God bless you. Go ahead.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. I love everybody. Everybody have a good day. Stay safe. Keep God first. Amen.
Hallelujah. God bless you, Sharon. We love you so much. Amen. Hallelujah. Mama, Carolyn, God bless you. Go ahead.
Amen. 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 Everybody have a blessed weekend, a blessed rest of the week until we meet again. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. God bless you, Mama. We love you so much. God bless everybody on the line. I thank God again for this opportunity of making a way. There seems to be no way. Amen. Lord, if God be for you, who could be against you? Stand on the word of God. And may the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious unto you, giving you his peace.
Amen.
May you feel the love of God and learn to live within his limitless
love for you. Amen. May you come to know and understand that God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son so that your life could be one of a perpetual peace and joy that is unspeakable and full of glory. And it's in the Father, hallelujah, name, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit we pray. To God be the glory. Amen, amen,
amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
God bless you all. Y'all have a blessed week in the Lord. Love you, love you, love you. Hiya. Thank you, Lord. Hey, come out of
what I want to see look upon his face.
Thank you, Lord. Thank
let
you, Lord.
Let him sing forever.
Thank you, Lord.
For the saving grace on the streets of glory. Let me lift my voice. Cares all past. Hold me last. Ever to rejoice.
I want to hear him say, well.
Give it back to you. You gave me my husband, you know I love him. And now I'll give him back so you know I'm all in. Lord, take my children, my family. I want you to know that you have me. I need to know that you're happy. Yeah, when I finally stop breathing, yeah. King on the throne. Hold up, wait a minute. Gold Street, gold mansion. Just because I look gone with a passion. Can't get you when it gets, but if you're asking, he'll give you that. How can you imagine living without all his grace? Sometimes I still get amazed. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Prayed you for all of my days. Until I finally stop breathing, yeah. Yeah.